I go to DC, I'm trying to spar with Trump. I'm not a politician, just can't ignore the stuff. It's really just a free verse.
So y'all new president is Donaldo again.
Donald.
I am over that man. So
I don't even know what to say, America.
I know it's kind of cringy, but hashtag not my president, because I didn't vote for him. Y'all voted for this one, and I'm not listening. This group project bullshit we on, like, no.
Y'all either voted for him or didn't vote against him. So that's life.
I mean, that's life, bro. Like, okay. First of all, they told us for like the whole year that it was going to be close, and it wasn't close. Like, okay, it's shaping up to have been close with the popular vote, but, and the battleground states, quite a few of them were close, but the electoral, like, it was not close, like, at all. What's that shadow on me? I'm going to move the light, but you can go ahead and talk.
Yeah, they pretty much kind of made it like it was going to be neck and neck. Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of...
Oh, it's just the mic. I can't fix it. Whatever. Go ahead.
What?
It's just the mic. It don't matter.
I don't know. I'm just kind of disappointed. I don't really know how much more I can just act like nothing's wrong. Like... I don't
Did we think, ever?
Personally, for me, I feel like I have been pretending like nothing's wrong.
Okay.
So I'm just talking based off of my experience. But if we want to make it a general statement, I feel like, yeah, people have been ignoring what's wrong as well. And they've been pretending like everything's fine when everything's not fine. Or even if they do acknowledge that things are bad, like, they don't even want to address it. They don't even want to get to the root of the problem.
We have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough. And it is because of our effort toward getting straight to the root that people oftentimes think we are dealing in hate.
I don't know. I mean, that's just how I feel. Like, I just think this entire election has really opened my eyes. It just really opened my eyes to a lot of things that I feel like we've been ignoring for so long. And not even that we've been ignoring it, but it's been a problem that has never been deeply as addressed as it should be. And the people who do try to address it, they're always silenced. So, again... America, like, come on.
Yeah,
like.
But like, what really happened, bro? Like,
we know what happened.
What happened, bro? Because what really happened is that y'all don't want to listen to nobody, and y'all don't want to
talk to anybody, let alone listen. You're not actually listening, like, ever.
Y'all don't want to look stuff up. Y'all don't want to research things before you do them.
No, right? They claim they already did their research.
They go.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna stop.
Because I don't know, like, you're right, though. Like, one of my own friends, the problem is not that he voted. Well, the problem is that he voted for the dude. But the problem deeper than that is that he voted for the dude not knowing what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He don't know what he's talking about, bro.
Yep.
So get out of here, bro. Like, I'm not here for the whole, like, fake reasonings and excuses why you didn't vote why you didn't vote for her, because it's like, fam, like,
well, why you didn't vote at all is also valid, because there is no excuse. Like, you didn't vote at all.
Yeah.
Like, come on, why are you even registered then? I don't understand, bro.
People voting against their own self-interest. Y'all can't. And see what I hate watching these debates. And these people that clearly made a decision based off of nothing. And then when the other person is proving them wrong, and then they go, okay, I was wrong about that, which that's fine. It's not fine. It's not fine. Y'all use y'all vote uninformed. Like, that's not fine.
Can I change my vote? Is it too late to change my vote?
Bro, no.
I'm sorry. That is wild to me. That's really wild. And I get, like, you know, social media be social mediaing and, like, things not always what it seems, but come on, bro. Are we for real? Because, like, that hasn't even been one of the most extreme things that we've seen people say. Like, no, people. You can't just AI generate people, bro. Like, there are actual people out here saying nonsense. And I feel like it's the kind of nonsense that is harmful. It's very harmful because they place their judgments on other people and demonize people for living a certain way. They criminalize people for being in a situation they can't get out of. And they berate people and making them feel like they shouldn't exist. And I just feel like, this is what y'all wanted, right? This is what y'all wanted. Like, it's not surprising. The person that y'all let come back into office, like.
I echo everything they've been saying on social media. Like, the Black community has been being very vocal in this last week about how we finna really just take a step back from a lot of this activism for groups other than ourselves. Y'all gotta have our back too, bro. Like, that's just how it is. Like, you can't, sitting at home is not an option. Like, y'all can't, I understand having an attitude with the Democrats. You're allowed to have that if you inform yourself first. But it's like, you're allowed to have an attitude with the Democrats, but why would you say, I will risk the country falling into the hands of a possible fascist? Why would you say, I am going to stand on my principles so hard that I'm willing to let the country crash just to make a point that I'm mad? And this is where I look at what Michelle Obama said is so wise. It's like, you making the country pay for your rage.
Now, I recognize that there are a lot of angry, disillusioned people out there, upset with the slow pace of change. And I get it. It is reasonable to be frustrated. We all know we have a lot more work to do. But to anyone out there thinking about sitting out this election or voting for Donald Trump or a third party candidate in protest because you're fed up, let me warn you, your rage does not exist in a vacuum. If we don't get this election right, your wife, your daughter, your mother, we as women will become collateral damage to your rage.
Like, you so angry that you're going to make other people suffer for it. You're going to allow other people to suffer for it.
You're being selfish. Your selfish decision is going to ruin and affect everybody else's life.
The water bottle.
I know.
Say
it. It was like, period. It's just very eye-opening to me.
Is it?
I mean, like, I'm not really shocked. Again, because I read the energy that day, I was like, yeah, he's going to win. But I just feel like, again, I'm not shocked that he won. I'm shocked how he got in. That's what I'm shocked about. And I feel like, okay, maybe what you were saying, because when we were talking about this, him being like a maniacal genius, like, no, he's really not.
He's not. He's like, an idiot.
He's a fucking lying, manipulative narcissist. Like, he literally fuels his entire campaign off of lies and fear and anger. That's all it is. And it's baffling how many people actually fall for it.
How are you comfortable with someone who, like, lies so much?
So comfortable questioning other people's character.
Daniel, what stands out to you?
What stood out was the staggering number of false claims from former President Trump. On first count, Aaron, I counted at least 30 false claims.
When this man literally eats lies for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, he'll literally get up there and just lie to the American people and y'all just eat it up.
Like, and I never thought I would have a personal experience with this, but this man is literally telling me, oh, Kamala just seems untrustworthy. I don't know. Something in my gut just tells me not to trust her. So you voted for the other guy? You voted for the other guy? The guy that literally will not get on stage and get in front of the microphone if you're going to fact check him. The guy who literally cried foul on the fucking 2020 election. And then there was no evidence of it whatsoever at all. Literally. So Republicans, what's the deal? So y'all won this time. So it's fair. But last time it wasn't fair. Because y'all lost.
You heard people say, I don't care if he has 1,000 felonies. I'd still vote for him.
Ignorance. Idiots.
1,000,000,000. It don't matter. Trump for life.
But it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
It's what y'all wanted, right?
It's cool. When your Hispanic neighbor, Maria, you ain't seen her in a few days. Huh?
I don't even want to get into that.
I do. Because this is the type of junk that y'all ignore or y'all write off as jokes or y'all say, oh, he's not really going to do that. Even if he's not, why are you voting for someone who talks like this? Y'all have allowed him, enabled him, and supported him in removing all professionalism from politics. All sense of humanity.
He only has concepts of a plan, y'all. Y'all voted on concepts of a plan. Like, what?
Because when y'all say she doesn't have policy, y'all literally be lying.
Wrong.
Y'all are literally lying.
Dead wrong. Dead wrong.
And all y'all arguments are trash. All your arguments are trash. Oh, she want to do this and that. That's not going to help the economy. You think tariffs will? That we'll have to pay on the back end?
Because
what do you think a tariff is? Oh, she want to do this and that. How's she going to pay for it? How he going to pay for deporting all the fucking undocumented people?
Building a wall. Y'all not making decisions on y'all own. Y'all just listening to what other people are saying.
Because they've put too much energy and time into being on this side. So their pride won't let them accept that they're wrong. You see what it's like when these people get hit with freaking the information.
Gosh, bro.
They get hit with the information.
And that's the freaking problem.
And then they try to meet you in the middle and say, okay, if you agree that this is right and this is wrong and that he did this, then he is wrong. It's like they hit a roadblock in their brain and they're just like, oh, no, no, no. Donald Trump can't do anything bad. How are you not bothered by this? How are you trying to look at what y'all be having to defend?
We don't even defend Joe when he be saying messed up stuff.
Bro, we have literally gotten on Joe every time he's messed up. Even though y'all hella overreacted about him calling the Trump supporters garbage.
The most racist thing a president has ever said.
No.
I'm just talking about how people literally classify him saying to Charlamagne that if you need clarification of who to vote for, me or Trump, then you're not black. Like, that's the most racist thing a president has said. Y'all reaching. When you see videos of other black people reacting to that and you see them criticizing it, then what? What's next? But everything Trump says is taken out of context.
Right.
Like, the math isn't mathing, bro. Like, it's not giving.
Bro, why is everything okay with this nigga? Why is everything okay? Grabbing girls by the pussy? It's fine. It's fine.
Who cares? It was a private conversation?
It was a private discussion. He was joking. It's fine.
I'm going to be the leader of women whether you like it or not.
It's fine. It's fine. We know what he meant. It's fine.
Okay.
I want to be a dictator for a day. It's fine. He's not serious. It's fine. I want a violent hour between citizens and cops. It's fine. It's fine. He doesn't mean it. He's not going to do it. It's fine.
Israel should finish the job.
It's fine. He didn't mean it like that. What I think Donald Trump meant is this. Sane, watch the shit real quick and then give us something that make 20% of sense. But then it's just like, that's not what the fuck he said. So we not allowed to judge anything he say. But Kamala literally quiver her upper lip and y'all motherfuckers go insane. And I'm just like, yo, like, are we not going to pay any attention to what's going on here? Y'all will literally have his Republicans come on the show, tap dance, and lie in our face, and then it cut to y'all camera, and then y'all just up.
y'all grabbed her by her Kamala's when she didn't give a speech after she lost, bruh. Y'all said, y'all ain't gonna give no speech. Speech?
This one tried to stand up. Legs
she just got her ankles broken, dog. Both her kneecaps split. Her arms folded to the back, twisted. Y'all talk about some. You ain't gonna get no speech.
I can't believe y'all. I can't believe y'all. Look at how far these people are willing to go. Wait a minute. Y'all are calling people DEI hires. And y'all trying to, bro, I had somebody try to explain to me why that was okay to do.
You do what? Realize there's DEI hires, right?
So I guess the only racism is fucking rounding up niggas and putting them in containment camps and fucking, I guess the only type of sexism is literally not allowing women to have jobs. I guess the only type of fascism is literally Adolf Hitler. Because every time we try to say, hey, this is a little fascist. Hey, this is a little sexist. Hey, this is a little racist. They say, no, that's incendiary language. You can't use language like that. But that's why they shot at him. Who the fuck is they? They were Republicans. Who is they?
Kamala say, unburdened by what has been in your... Communist! Marxist!
Bro. We literally watched a Fox host lie to Kamala. Literally lie. Because this nigga said he was going to play a clip, and then he played a clip that was not relevant to that discussion, and she had to call him on it. She had to call him, looked him in his eyes, and say, that is not what we was talking about. That is not the clip. You know that's not the clip. We needed that this whole year, and that's where I look at the Democrats. I don't look at Kamala, because this is not, honestly...
You because love our queens, okay?
There's nothing she could have done to stop this. There's people no more people. She could have done. I mean, that like, as far as her role in this, she stepped up to the fucking plate. And I say she did a crazy job. Getting 70 plus million votes.
In 100 days.
In 100 days. Salute to Kamala Harris. But as far as just the Democrats as a whole, bro, we needed y'all to like, have more energy about this shit. Tell these people when they're lying, bro. Tell it but to their
can.
Faces. But
they can. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think they can.
Yes, you can.
They don't know how to fully express themselves like they can. I'm trying to tell you. It's more than just people are uninformed. It's literally they cannot express themselves. Like, we've seen people get emotional about this shit. You seen the people that just knock people's signs off of their stuff, like, just because you disagree with it? Like, I don't think that's fair.
That don't help.
Like, that doesn't help. So you being mad at something doesn't give you the right to just destroy people's stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's more than just people getting misinformed.
And infighting, like, literally pointing fingers at everybody that's all over here on the same side. Y'all literally pointing fingers and yelling at people that are just like, listen, we're not happy about what's going on in Gaza either, but we cannot let Donald Trump in. Why don't y'all understand that? Y'all care more about Gaza than here. Like, come on, man. We got to care about ourselves, too. And look, y'all willing to risk both just to make a fucking point. That's stupid, guys.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
That's stupid. You cutting off your nose despite your face. It's stupid. Say what you want to about Kamala and Joe. They give a fuck about Israel. And they give a fuck about Gaza. They give a fuck about both. And you can say, I don't believe it because why are we paying for it? Why are we paying for it? Guys, this shit's been going on for 40 plus years. One administration is not going to stop it. One administration is not going to stop it. Y'all keep waiting for somebody to grab the magic wand and say, no more. Nigga, it's been going on for...
The whole Hamas situation is like a whole nother situation that people ignore.
It's a whole thing.
Like, they don't even bring up Hamas at all, even though they've killed 6 hostages. Right. So, I'm not saying Netanyahu is doing... anything justifiable.
Oh, no, he's horrible. He is absolutely horrible.
I think at least the point that Kamala was trying to make about what happened to the Israeli citizens is not right, and they should try to negotiate peace. But at this point, Hamas doesn't want peace, and neither does Netanyahu. So we're not allies with Hamas. We're allies with Israel. So
and again, if you were disappointed in what Harris and Biden were doing, that's fine. But they were calling for ceasefires. They've been calling for ceasefires. Donald Trump said, what about this?
They've been trying to send aid, and it's been, you know, blocked or whatever reason. Like, I don't understand.
And if you, wait a minute now, if you hate what Netanyahu is doing to Gaza or doing to the Palestinian people, why would you vote in the guy that Netanyahu would rather us have in charge? If you hate Netanyahu and what he's doing, why would you then turn around and allow the dude that literally will let him do whatever the fuck he wants?
I told you, it's more than misinformation. It's more than that. It's literally manipulation. It's not just misinformation.
But like, because what are y'all gonna say when Netanyahu like wipes all these people out? What are you gonna say?
Oh, like, come on. Like, what are you going to say?
But anyway, we can't even get off the Palestinian part. It's also y'all motherfuckers that's just so mad about the grocery prices. We understand, okay? And we in Florida, we don't even pay that much compared to the rest of the country. I'm sure it's been crazy in some of these other places. The president does not control the prices. Trump is lying to you. He's lying to you. He's telling you that tariffs are not going to come to us on the back end, and he's lying. Look up what a tariff is. Listen to people that own businesses and handle imported products. They will tell you what a tariff is. Oh, I don't agree with abortion. Who cares? You don't have to do it. If you don't agree with it, you don't have to do it. Why do you have to remove the choice from every female in this country?
Why? I don't agree with gender affirming care. I don't believe that I should be paying that in my taxes.
Who gives a fuck?
It's not for you.
Every tax dollar you spend is for people. That's not for you. That's kind of the point of taxes. To help people. That's not you. It's supposed to help you too, but it's supposed to help people. That's not you.
Life, and again, liberty, and happiness for all.
No.
Anyone?
No. No. And look, y'all keep trying to tell us America is not a racist country when a qualified, experienced, intelligent, mostly truthful, I don't know of anything she's lied about, but I've watched her speak plenty, and I've researched what she said plenty. I haven't really found inaccuracies. Someone who started from somewhere modest, somewhere relatable to most of us in this country, and worked to get to a position where she could help people. And what did y'all do? You said that she slept to the top. You called her names, cackling Kamala. You called her stupid. You called her unqualified. In comparison to the white man that is literally a criminal.
Failed business owner.
Literally a failed business owner. He got $1 billion. I don't give two shits about him having $1 billion.
Where are his employees? Where are they now?
Why does everyone that works with this man tell us horror stories about this man? And y'all don't believe him. This man has hypnotized y'all to never criticize him. Y'all are telling us that being a racist, sexist bully is okay. It's better than being a black woman. Like, y'all can go ahead and put that in the Constitution. Like, because y'all living by it. Y'all living by it. Because here's the thing. Trump supporters want to get an attitude because people don't want to be their friend because they voted for this bullshit. Listen, y'all can stop treating this like we just disagree on. No, that's not what this is. No. Not at this point. Maybe with Obama Romney, you know. Maybe with Bush Gore, but no, not with this. This is not just, we just have a disagreement. We should be able to get past that. I don't want to get past it. Sorry. You can have that shit, bro. You can have that shit by yourself. Because that's some bullshit. Y'all are literally ignoring somebody being a shitty human being and voting for their ass. Because what? You paying a couple extra dollars for eggs? Get the fuck out of here. Gosh,
because y'all use inflation. Oh, it was so high. It was so high.
And now it's low. Obviously, the prices aren't going to plummet the day after the inflation drops.
But again, y'all, the president doesn't have anything to do with the price of freaking eggs. Go freaking read a book before y'all start getting online saying the wrong shit.
Kamala wanted to increase the small business loan from $5,000 to $50,000. Y'all were gonna possibly be able to get $50,000 to start a small business as opposed to five.
Oh, what's her plan? What's, I don't want to hear a policy. A $6,000 child tax credit.
You didn't want to vote for a vagina. Well, just yeah. Be honest.
Yeah, we knew that.
Just be honest. You didn't want to vote for a black vagina. That's what happened. I wish y'all stop with this bullshit. That's what pisses me off is y'all twist yourselves into pretzels coming up with bullshit. Y'all don't even come up with something good. Y'all don't even give me enough to go, maybe. Like, y'all be saying bullshit.
I have more money in my pocket.
It's fine. It's fine.
Is it?
Let them see.
Is it?
Let them see. They don't want to listen to nobody. Let them see. I'm 100% behind what y'all talking about. Fall back. Black community, fall back. But, because I seen some black women talking about leave the black men alone. They trifling asses. Fuck them black men. Chill out. Like, no. It's still 75%+ of us that voted for Harris. Stop. Leave us alone, bro. We still voted for her. Chill out. Take it up with them Latino men. Take it up with them white women. Chill out. Damn. Why do we start doing this? Every time this happens, black people start fighting each other. Like, chill. We collectively need to fall back and regroup and focus on ourselves. Build community within ourselves, men and women. Now, if there are minority allies that wish to assist, allow it. We don't need to create enemies. But as far as being proactive in everybody else's fights, oh, fuck that shit, bro. Fuck that shit, bro. Y'all can have it. Because every time we try to tell y'all some shit, y'all don't have our backs.
That's it, bro. We can't talk about this anymore. That's it. We're done. Cut it.
Cool with me. Keep it 3,000.
Don't keep it a ton.
Don't keep it a ton. Keep it 3,000. Bye.